from HWR headquarters. It's the 293rd edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Abel.
Nope. This is Abel.
Wait, no. That's Chris.
Every fucking week.
That's Arnold. Every week you fuck it up somehow. Yes. If you're joining us live, thank you so much. We very much appreciate it. You can log into your YouTube or Google account and chat along with us. I'll have you pulled up here on the old smartphone, so you could just say hi, ask questions, talk shit, fact check us, whatever. I'll see it. I'll try to involve you as best as I can in the show. If you are not watching us live, that's okay. You can still interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/HoustonWrestlingRadio, or on Twitter at HWrestlingRadio, or on the Instagrams, Houston Wrestling Radio. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and click the notifications. That way you know when we get on live next time. So, that being said, guys, what we got going on today? Is there a lot of stuff happening?
A lot.
What?
Are you all in on Team Hell No?
I'm mostly in, yeah.
I'm mostly in.
Especially at the end of SmackDown. I was like, all right, hell yeah.
Hell not yeah. Not a word that I use very often when the men are wrestling, but it was cute.
Yes. Yeah.
The Mick Foley of our generation, Daniel Bryan.
Isn't he?
You can't help but love that goat.
He has Foley qualities, but he also surpasses Foley in some ways.
Oh, my God. Very yeah. many ways.
Yeah.
He could take a bump off the damn cell phone. Team Hell No against the Bludgeon Brothers for the tag titles. That's the kickoff of our Extreme Rules preview.
Our Extreme preview.
That's on the pre-show?
No.
No, it's preview.
We'll get to pre-show a little bit. There.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the pre-show has a lot of becoming people that got pulled off from NXT to be a pre-show headliner.
All anticipation right. Level. Hell No versus the Bludgeoning for the SmackDown titles.
I'm going to go with about an 8. Hell No has been very entertaining. I get that your word on them is cute. I'm right there with you. Just the Bludgeons have been a little flat. I mean, other than the fact that they're just, dominant, there hasn't really been much character development with them. This actual storyline is more about Team Hell No coming together than it is them fighting the Bludgeons. I know on this past episode of SmackDown, we actually saw them in a, what was it, 6-person, 9-person, 10-person match?
10-person.
Yeah, there was a lot of fuckers in that ring.
A lot of people.
A lot of fuckers.
Meat sweat.
Y'all, hey. So, yeah, I'm about an 8, and that's mostly because of Team Hell No.
What about you, Arnold?
I'm at an 8 also, and it's about half and half. Hell No, I'm really excited for them to be back. That's what got me, I always liked Daniel Bryan. When I started watching wrestling in 2011 again, he was already in it. You told me right. about how good he was in ROH and Bryan Danielson and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's cool. I want to like him. But WWE doesn't really seem to care about him. They always kind of just throw him away. And I think he was on two WrestleMania pre-shows, back-to-back against Sheamus. Yeah. And one of them was for 17 seconds.
Yeah. So that one technically was a pre-show.
So all that stuff was whatever. And then Hell No is where I think he hit his stride as far as career. That was the turning point of his career.
Okay.
And it brought up a lot of old good feelings back from just watching them interact with each other. Mm-hmm. Listening to the Talk of Jericho podcast a couple months ago where Kane was the guest.
He told us
about how much he loved working with Daniel Bryan. He said he's the best wrestler he's ever worked with. Mm-hmm. And that's fucking wow.
That's a high compliment coming from Kane.
Yeah, the rest of us he's worked with. So it's you can see the joy in both of their eyes while they work with each other.
Yes.
And now the dynamic with them, with the Bludgeon Brothers, I also love it too, because they're, I wouldn't call them larger than life characters, but they're out of this world characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all three. There's three different realm characters and Daniel Bryan, the Force. So it's cool, man. It's good chemistry there.
Chris?
7. I'm about where you guys are, but
mine was a generous 8.
You made a great point earlier. This is more about the reuniting of Team Hell No more than it is them being a threat to the Bludgeons.
Yeah.
Every week we need to have Bludgeons killing jobbers if they're not going to be wrestling against competitive teams. A promo every other week or coming out with their cardboard hammers, at some point that's not going to be enough. So they need to remind us especially because a lot of the wrestling fans don't have attention spans.
No,
right. You need to remind us every week, oh, that's why we're supposed to be afraid of those guys. Okay, yeah. But they've been putting a lot of the shine on Kane and D-Bry.
Yeah.
As opposed to them just remembering why this relationship worked, as opposed to them proving. This feels like they might have needed one more week build.
Or another feud build. Like, have them take on some other chumps and then get a number one contender, then take on the Bludgeons.
Yeah.
At a pay-per-view. Because then they did beat somebody. The Usos. They beat the Usos. And then, okay, now the Usos aren't going to be involved. And then there was that whole thing about them getting in three-way, and it wasn't. Okay, so they kind of proved themselves there. But I kind of wanted that to be drug out at least for two pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Jumbo, what's up, man? New name in the live chat. Haven't seen you before.
Sick name.
Thank you.
Sick name.
Overcompensating, huh? Yeah. I got you.
Well, he says, shout out to your fans watching in Northwest Houston. All right.
Yeah.
Some people
he said plural.
Yeah.
Ah, fans with an S.
If you're doing it like the young people, he probably has us on the television.
Ooh.
Wow. And everybody just sitting down like, oh, fuck Family Feud. We're like, watching Houston Wrestling Radio.
Like the kids these
days. Yeah.
Well, speaking of kids these days, Juan, what's up, bro?
Hey!
He finally made it on time. He's like, catching the replay. Thank you, Juan.
Well, 10 minutes.
He says big panza, bro. that's what he means. En la panza.
Gordito. We feel all three of us.
Juan says this. D-Bry going to re-sign? Y'all had an interview where he shot on WWE Creative and the schedule?
Mm-hmm. He did shit all over. He's like, they asked him, what do you want? So already have it said in stone that he's going to fight The Miz at WrestleMania. He's like, I don't know if I would trust the WWE with that storyline for a year. And he even asked, would you? Rightfully so, you wouldn't.
That might be fucking meta storyline, a storyline on top of a storyline. That could be work.
I think he also mentioned that he had some ideas with the Team Hell No storyline that he brought to creative and they shot down.
Really?
Yeah.
But I want to say this. What if maybe he's maybe a little bit right?
Oh, he's definitely right.
Okay.
No one's saying he's not right. He's just not smart for saying that.
Okay.
As far as or he could be really smart for saying that.
We draw the Foley comparisons or drew the Foley comparisons earlier.
Foley gets away with he got Cam like three times.
He got Cam, but he keeps coming back because he's so beloved.
Yeah.
And Foley gets away with it even when he's employed at the time, so sometimes he's critical and then he gets canned, but not necessarily because he's critical, but because it's something else. So maybe there's some more comparisons.
I'm surprised that even up to this point no one's brought up the fact that even as of now D-Bry is still not in the main event picture. Is that sticking in either one of y'all's craws?
Honestly, it's not. One, I'm just so happy to have Daniel Bryan back wrestling again. Every time he wrestles, I'm like, and two, dude, the main event on SmackDown is so crowded because you forget that AJ Styles is your goddamn champion after a while because all the fucking star power that SmackDown actually has. Rusev is in the title picture right now. That's what we all wanted, so we got. You're going to fucking ask for something? Get it? Enjoy it.
On Rusev Day.
And everybody else, shit. Joe just hanging out playing Xbox right now. Wait till that motherfucker comes back. He's going to fucking kill everybody.
Yeah. So,
what about you? You're just fine.
Can you give me the exact phrasing of the question again?
You're like, man.
Is there a...
Yes.
Does it stick in your craw that D-Bry is not in the main event scene? Title picture.
It does not stick in my craw, but I'd like to see it soon. Sooner rather than later.
When's your expiration date?
Mania? Mania. If he's not in the main event by Mania... Preferably SummerSlam, but that's a month away. But if it's not in there by Mania, then okay.
Well, he's just going to have to fight Roman Reigns for that one.
Well, I'm saying by then. There's like a whole calendar year of main events between here and there. I didn't say he has to be at the main event.
Yeah, you're right. He's got to win the Royal Rumble, in my opinion.
Jumbo, he's asking here. This might be a little off subject, might be a little bit transitional. I don't know. Wants to know if the Bella Twins and John Cena, if they already got married. Well, he's not marrying both of the twins. We know that. So at least it's one of them. Nikki. Yes. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on with them. Either one of you been catching Total Bellas?
I've actually missed the last 3 weeks episode of Total Bellas, but they're so behind that it's not even doesn't matter. They're behind, like, they had a breakup in January before this May one, apparently. So.
Yeah, but then apparently they're back together, yeah, yeah. But they're not. Maybe I think it was a
ploy for ratings. Come on.
I think it's a ploy for ratings, too.
But,
what are you doing?
Getting off frame. This is not my conversation.
Get your ass back in this conversation.
I watch Total Bellas. I'm a man.
I'm a man.
On Sunday nights, me and my wife watch Total Bellas, 90 Day Fiancé,
yeah.
Random ass shows like that. But, I mean, I don't know. If they did get married, or if they will be getting married, then it'd be
because it was on again, off.
Yeah,
again.
I would think it'd be dumb of Daniel Bryan not to sign, because think about what he's doing. Not so much for himself at this point, because I mean his wife,
Bryan,
Daniel Bryan.
Okay,
because if he doesn't re-sign, let's say he wants to do the Indies, wants to go to Japan or whatever, it's like his wife's like, but I mean, we got a kid, and you gotta. Hey, man, like, you know what I mean?
I'm not moving to Japan and leaving my twin sister behind with this fool that doesn't know how to make up his damn mind.
Yeah, exactly. Not leaving Birdie behind either.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, so a little bit of a transition here. I mean, we're talking about Cena. Why is Cena, he's nowhere to be found. He's not on this card.
He's 47, dude. Let him relax. He carried this company for 10, 15 years.
Does this card need Cena?
No. On
Extreme Rules? No.
Huh? No. Okay.
He's flying to that MGK, or whatever fucking place they play over there in
Machine
Australia.
Gun Kelly?
Yeah, what? They're going to Australia, like their Madison Square Garden or something like that, or their Cricket Hall or some shit like that. That's what they're playing.
All
right. Playing. Like, they're a fucking band. That's where they're fucking doing the show. He's going to fight somebody, but he's on the card.
Gotcha. Mm. All right. Chris, what else? What else we got to preview? What other match?
Yeah, we need to bring this back. Yeah. I'll stick to SmackDown.
Totally.
How about one of the reasons why I don't mind Bryan not in the picture yet? Guys like Rusev, world title match against AJ Styles. So far, the second match on our preview on Extreme Rules, that has no stipulation.
Wait, there's no stipulation to that match?
Well, the stipulation is if Rusev wins, he's the champion.
You son of a bitch.
Wow.
What stick is that?
Close. What?
Lipstick.
Oh. It's Arnold's. Oh, I don't know.
That's weird. I haven't been drinking last night.
Anyway. Anticipation level, Rusev versus AJ on Rusev Day.
8. I want to be at a 10 because AJ Styles is fucking phenomenal. AJ Styles is fucking, you know, the best. And Rusev, I love. So it's like, yeah. I was just like, okay, we all know AJ is going to win. It's going to be just another match. But they've been keeping it really interesting with this feud. A lot of people I've read are saying they're kind of mailing it in with this feud. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I still think they're elevating the shit out of Rusev with this one. They're letting him do a shine. Aiden English is, you know, a perfect little thing. They took Lana out of the equation rather than taking Aiden out of the
that
equation.
That was interesting.
I love that because she's also shining, but, you know, I mean, she ain't fucking getting buried in the women's division. So, but I think the match is going to be solid. I'm going for an 8.
All right. Chris, you, give me a number. 1 out of 10.
8.
Eight.
The quality stuff, man. Again, the summertime's when they like to tease and test out people and see if they can if they can go in the future. Not sure if I'm the biggest fan of WWE trying to make Rusev a legitimate heel out of this in the last minute with AJ.
That's
kind of weird.
There you go.
You know, just let the fans pick whatever they want and just run with it.
They're not booing him.
No.
They're not booing
him. They're not going to boo him on Rusev.
They're just cheering both of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, fuck, I get why the WWE is trying to do that. Because the last time we had that was him and Nakamura. That did not end well.
True.
Or you didn't care who won. But at the same time, he's like, oh, you don't want either one to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you need a clean cut.
Well, you guys kind of talked me down to it. So I was at an 8. Now I'm at a 7.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I got to agree with you a little bit on that point, Chris, about the fact that, man, with Rusev, man, I kind of feel like this isn't the push that everybody wanted for Rusev. You know, at least that's kind of how I feel. Yeah, it's the main event. Holy crap, he's fighting for the title. Okay, but I kind of know that he's going to lose. And, he might be elevated. Yeah, Arnold, you were saying he was going to be elevated, but I don't feel like they've really kind of invested into this 100%. I know you disagree with me. It's the exact opposite point that you made, Arnold. But I kind of feel like it's, hey, let's just feed somebody to AJ. Who do we have that we could just, you know, have a filler? And it kind of sucks because they're turning him heel when we thought we weren't going to have him heel. When he was going to, when we first saw the the stare down between the two. It was Aiden doing the stupid thing when Rusev was showing him the respect. And I kind of wanted that tension between Aiden and Rusev, and maybe Rusev bringing Aiden around and be like, hey, man, you kind of fucked up. And I wanted to see that moment in the backstage area. But that's not what we got. What we got was the next week, yeah, I'm a bad guy. You're like, oh, come on. You know, like, it would have been way more interesting if you had a little bit of ambiguity there. But instead, you're going with the tired out old thing. But hey, the guy about, going against the baby faces the heel all of a sudden.
But see, the thing about Rusev is that we all liked him despite his character. Like, his, he never really changed his character. We just bought onto the Rusev Day thing.
Yeah, but now he's acting extra heel. Like, he's changing his character now.
After he was primarily brought out, kind of like, not so much a face, but respected.
Like a tweener.
Like, respecting his opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all that respect's like, nah, Machka. Who you got winning this? Is this a simple AJ win?
AJ. Do we say who we had winning the Bludgeons versus?
No, we didn't.
I got the Bludgeons.
I got the Bludgeons too.
Okay, that was some.
Yeah, we'll stick with the blue brand. Right. Jeff Hardy against Shinsuke Nakamura.
Man, for as much as you know, the whole dog biting him thing fucking kind of fucked up the plans here. But
yeah.
I kind of like it. I like that he got bit by a dog because now we get it at Extreme Rules instead of a SmackDown.
Yeah,
who were supposed to have it. A little thing that he did yesterday was fucking cool. When he was on the way to the ring, he had the little arm things. At first, I was like, "Oh, he's wearing orange now." Oh, hey, those Shinsuke. Are Jeff Hardy's things. Yeah, yeah, he fucking took them off. He's like, "Get that shit out of here."
Yeah,
no, dude. Yeah, it's fucking it's good. I'm happy to see Nakamura in this role lately, like more than ever. In fact, whenever his intro played the other day, I'm like, oh, wow. I feel like I haven't even watched Nakamura wrestle in a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was like, fuck yeah. And they also tweaked the song again.
Yeah, that's true.
But, sorry. Jeff Hardy is probably doing the best that I've seen him do in a long time. I was never a Jeff Hardy guy just because I never trusted him, and I was always like, man, I don't want to like you too much because you're gonna let me down.
You got personal baggage.
I got personal shit, yeah. So I was like, you know what? But in the I always respected him in the ring, and especially his aerial stuff. Now that he's older, he relies more on his in ring, and it's still good. Fuck, is probably better.
Yeah,
because he doesn't have to go the flippy dippy shit anymore.
Right.
So I'm at an 8 for this one too.
Okay. Oh, man. I think you talked me up from a 6 to a 7.
You're being easily persuasive tonight.
I am. Oh, man. Very suggestible right now. Hi.
Hey.
You never know. You never know.
You got to throw it in the conversation here.
You gotta do it somehow. All right.
No, Liz, yes.
7. I'm at a 7 for this. The storyline is, hey, we were going to have this match before, but dude got bit by a dog, so we're going to do it at the pay-per-view instead. That's the story.
Yeah, Japanese man got bit by a dog.
Japanese.
Roles reversed.
Yeah, yeah. That's racist. God damn.
Now that you put soy sauce on it.
Okay. So, I mean, I get why there's not that carefully placed of a constructed storyline. You son of a bitch. I get why that's not there because they're working around extenuating circumstances. So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. It's all good. I mean, maybe it will work out. I'm kind of somewhat expecting this to be like low anticipation level, but wow, I was blown away by the actual product.
That's what I hope.
You know, that's kind of what I hope. So now that I said it, I jinxed it. So let me knock on some wood.
I'm being a little pessimistic. I'm at a pessimistic 7.
Pessimistic.
But I'm trying to
we
be.
We need to put that shit on a t-shirt.
But I'm trying to be, I got a lot of ideas for sure. We need to talk.
Pessimistic.
All right.
But I'm trying. It's weird. Like, it's going to take some time for both Jeff, for both AJ and Nakamura to wear off that WrestleMania
stink.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I walked in there with, like,
I sat next to a Japanese man.
Yeah, we heard that story already. We heard
that last 6 weeks. That was like extra double down fucking like, yeah. So I felt that fucking.
For every match that AJ and Shin has had, you have told that story.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
You're pissed. Yeah. You're still trying to get a refund.
Not over.
Uchike umai ne, which is Japanese for fuck off.
Uchike umai ne?
Yeah. So anyway, I'm at a pessimistic 7 because I want to be higher, but I don't want to get let down again.
Okay.
But goddamn, dude, I'm late to the 24 party, that Woken documentary.
Oh yeah, dude,
you need to watch. I know. I keep making time, then I watch something else. Like I watch that Table for Three on Monday.
Wait, which Table for Three?
Alexa Bliss, Trish Stratus, and Lita.
It was good.
I was like, hey, who do I focus on?
It's like, whoa, wait. Like 25 minutes later. Oh, they had a meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pinche cochinos.
Yeah.
And I've got Shin winning.
I've got Shinsuke winning.
I got best, Hardy winning. What the fuck?
Best American fucking champion right now.
You know what? That would be pretty good.
Rusev against the heel Nakamura would be the face turn that we would want.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, let's not think about Rusev. If you just think about Shinsuke, that's the right move. For prediction's sake, for just saying that I'm right at the end of the night, I'm gonna go with Jeff because I think that's the safe thing to do. He hasn't had a whole lot of time with that belt. Right. So all right, fine, he'll keep it. But man, I kind of like the idea of a heel Shinsuke running around with the
You don't American have to title. Yell.
Says the guy who's always yelling.
Again with the blues.
All right.
How about Asuka versus Carmella with little Ellsworth up in that shark cage for the blue belt for the women?
I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to throw a little bit of posthumistic sneeze around here. I'm going to go with a 9 on this.
Whoa!
A 9.
Defend yourself.
You know what? This stuff with Carmella and Asuka has been entertaining. Yeah. I think Carmella is really on the come up, especially as a heel. Everyone fucking hates Carmella. Everyone's sitting there thinking Asuka's supposed to win this. That's exactly how we're supposed to feel, and we feel it very fervently. So we're playing right into the hands for Carmella squeaking out another fucking victory after Ellsworth somehow like sneaks out of the cage a la Enzo.
Yeah, a la fucking Altars of Pain guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'll give him a fucking chain.
Yeah, like he's gonna be hanging above that fucking ring cage, doing obnoxious shit the entire time until he finally is the actual deciding factor of the match. That's gonna piss everyone the fuck off, and this is gonna have more heat on it. And Asuka losing again. I get it, Asuka's losing again, but she might be a little bit protected with the stupid shenanigans, the stipulation, the shenanigans, whatever.
Yeah.
But if it goes the other way around, which I'm predicting that it's not, but if it goes the other way around and Asuka actually wins, Asuka will be like, hey, yeah, I actually beat you because you didn't have your little wannabe boyfriend who's not really your boyfriend involved in the match because he was hung up, you know, in the cage. So it's cool. Hey, as far as comedy acts go, I'm digging Ellsworth more than Enzo ever was.
I'm digging Ellsworth now more than I did before.
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah. Did I say Enzo?
You said Ellsworth.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
similar name.
Ellsworth right now is greater than Enzo, I believe, at any point in time than Enzo was. But that's just me personally.
Yeah.
He's at a 9. Where are you?
I'm at about a 6. I'm not, like, way over the moon for it because I think shark cage matches are stupid. But
they got to sell toys.
Yeah, exactly. They have to sell toys. man, I want Asuka to win because, fuck, they've – I've been for months I wasn't this guy. Everyone on the internet was crying, oh, they ruined the streak, they ruined her. What happens to Asuka now? I'm like, it happens. She needed to lose. That was just gonna make her better. Well, I think it's about time to make her better. So either now or SummerSlam, she needs to win the belt.
Cool.
So I'm okay with her losing here by some shenanigans and then getting like a fucking cage match against fucking, you know what I mean, like Carmella or something at SummerSlam. Or her winning here and walking into SummerSlam as a champion.
Cool. Chris?
Ellsworth's stuff has been entertaining. So much so that I already forgot the lack of protection that Asuka got on her loss against Carmella.
Yeah.
I'm already over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That being said, this is going to be a much more protected loss for Asuka. It's going to be what we should have gotten in the first place, actually. I'm at a 7. Just to see what the fuck Ellsworth's going to do up there.
Yeah.
Juan says this in the live chat. 9? Wrong. You have opinionated incorrectly. Carmella wins. James sneaks out some drops of something or I don't know.
Yeah. They brought back random spray.
Chopsticks to the eye.
Yeah, he's trying to fucking do the old school spray stuff. Yeah, that was so stupid.
Pre-show, New Day against Sanity in a tables match.
Man, I wish I was on the main show.
I wish I was on the main show too.
What would you move from the main show?
Oh, Jesus.
Mind you, we're already getting a 4-hour Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
Lashley and Roman.
And then we're still getting...
You, sir, have opinionated correctly.
No, achievement unlocked.
Honestly,
smart.
It would be the Raw Tag Team. I don't give a shit about that angle at all.
Mm. All but right. We'll get save there. That one. Save that one.
Anticipation.
God damn. Six?
Okay.
Yeah. No. Five.
Here you go.
Hopefully Sanity. I mean, I love the New Day just as much as anybody else. But I really, really like Sanity and NXT.
And New Day can stand to lose.
New Day can stand to lose. Mm-hmm. Sanity needs something. Have a big impact right from the get-go. Dude, when they came out, when the Bludgeons were out there, I was like, ooh, I really want them to beat up the Bludgeons because they're full of chaos. Nah, they did the regular WWE thing where it was the heel versus the face or whatever, and that led to a hold-on-a-minute tag team match play-up. And I'm like, all right, that was a little disappointing. But there is that split second there where I was like, yes, yes, let chaos
that'll remind rule. You in a year. You can have everything up front. Then you have nothing to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, that's like so far every NXT call-up in the past like 10 months has got shit on.
Yeah, that's true.
Every NXT call-up so far has got nothing.
Yeah.
And
I want these ones to not be that.
I'm at a five. I'm up for Sanity winning.
I'm at about
a doing those like that crossbody thing.
Oh, yeah. The divide.
The divide onto a table. Ooh.
I'm at a six. Sanity has to win this. They need to establish themselves.
Yes.
I guess that's it for SmackDown side.
Okay, wrong.
Baron Corbin against Finn Balor.
God damn. Don't all right. This. I'm gonna go with a four. Okay. Even though after Constable Corbin became Constable Corbin and cut his hair, and I was like, I enjoyed this role. I might be coming around to Corbin. Corbin versus Finn does absolutely nothing for me, and surprisingly, it might be because of Finn.
Finn feels like he's mailing this feud in. He's kind of like making little dumb jokes. Like he did the whole your best TGI Fridays. This Monday, nobody really caught it, but he threw in the whole Sid Justice half of brain that you do. Promo.
Oh yeah.
Finn just, if you look at Finn's face, he has I don't give a fuck face going on right now. But it's weird because if you see him online, he cares a lot. If you see him on like WWE.com and stuff, they did a big piece about how he does, you know, for everyone thing.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
He's all about it. His face is put out there. But this feud, you can tell he's probably like, all right, you're gonna give me shit, I'm gonna shit back on you.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, fuck it.
It's like, what does he do with this?
Yeah, nothing.
I mean, if this was like Finn versus the establishment, because Baron Corbin is, you know, Stephanie's right-hand man, then it'd be a little bit more. Even though technically it is, but it's not like explicitly said that that's what it is. Right now, it's like, let's give Corbin something to do. What's the something to do? Finn.
Yeah, I get why they did that with Corbin, but Monday proved to me more than ever who that role should have gone to.
Who?
Kevin Owens. Imagine Kevin Owens being the constable, just like at his fucking like side the whole time, but in a comedic way.
That'd be great.
Yeah, he has the personality to do it. And we'd be getting Kevin Owens versus fucking Finn Balor right now.
Then again, I do like the fact that Corbin is kind of metamorphosizing. Again, my low rating for this isn't because of Corbin, it's because of Finn.
Yeah.
Well, because of Finn and the fact that the storyline in and of itself is a non-existent storyline seems rushed.
Yeah.
Chris?
Hot take.
Oh.
Why Finn has no fucks to give? He looks across the ocean and realizes that he wants to go back to being a big fish in a small pond.
He was in Japan last week.
As opposed to being like an afterthought right now. Because I've mentioned this ad nauseum. This Finn's boring. Yeah. And you know what? And I don't want to sound rude by saying this. If you're going to give him the gimmick that he's for everyone and that he's embracing, like, the gay, lesbian, bi, queer, I don't know how many letters they have in that now. Show that on television. Give us a different side of Finn if you're not going to give us the demon, if you're trying to give us something more than just plain white toast Wonder Bread, give us something that'll relate to him. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to do that for everyone, and if the backstage idea was gay lesbian community, and he's not even doing that shit, why do I give a fuck about Finn Balor?
Right now, he's not representing anything. Like, he's just out there, all right, I'm going to have a match.
I like everything that I see from Corbin right now. I'm at a 4 because we don't need this match. This should be on the pre-show.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Call up New Day and Sanity and then throw that on the pre-show.
Yeah.
Wow. Hector Figueroa, what's up, man? Nice to see you in the live chat. It's been a while. Thank you so much. He says this. Raw was thoroughly underwhelming. I was actually focusing more on my actual work at the job instead of watching.
I went to an Astros game Monday, so I watched it like the next day, and I was like, I didn't miss anything.
Juan agrees with you. I'm sorry. Juan agrees with you. He says, Finn should be a gay character. No, I'm serious. Yeah, he should. That'd be interesting. That'd be different.
The problem is you can't have it both ways. Kayfabe's dead. Yeah. We know Finn's dating Kathy Kelly, a very attractive woman.
Superly attractive.
Well, then they can just say he's bi.
So pick someone else.
Yeah, they can say he's bi.
You know, Sonya, the actual gay one.
Oh, yeah. The actual gay one.
Could have been Darren Young, but you wanted to make him gay again.
I have Corbin winning.
Uh-huh. Okay. The fuck's it?
Yeah.
You know what? Fine. Corbin. Corbin will win it. Like, Corbin has the creative momentum right now. Creative is like, oh, we're playing with this new toy.
Yeah.
Finn's like the old toy that they're like, eh, bam, me, you know.
That's he's it. Woody.
Yes.
Yes.
Finn is Woody. Robert, what's up, Robert?
Hi, he's meddling.
About time.
Thank you for joining us, sir.
Dude, you got 6 people here before you, man. Yeah. Disappointing.
Finn would say, Robert says, Finn would do a lot better on SmackDown. He'd actually have a club for Balor.
But he had a club on Raw, and it wasn't that great.
No. Mm-hmm. The thing with SmackDown is that they'll accentuate Balor's positives, which is he can fucking wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
You put him on that roster with all the wrestlers,
mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Put him on 205 Live.
Don't do that.
Dude, I said this 8 months ago when 2K18 was released that Balor is listed as a cruiserweight.
Ooh.
Finn against Hideo, main eventing 205 Live.
Ooh.
Dude. Give me Finn versus Cedric at SummerSlam.
Ooh,
Finn for the belt.
Mustafa? Finn versus Blake? That's good. Yeah.
You mean Murphy. Tozawa.
Whatever, man. They're all the fucking same. Kurt Hawkins. They're all the fucking same. He looks exactly like him. Just in case you cared, I'm at a 2 and I have Corbin winning.
Okay.
That was quick.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll give you some time. Bitch about Roman versus Bob.
Bob. Bob.
Such a hypocrite. I'm at an 8 for this match.
God damn.
And you know what did it? You? This Monday. As stupid and corny as it was, I fucking loved it.
The little pull apart. Because
it gave Bobby Lashley personality. It finally gave him. He's like, you okay? I just don't like you. I don't like you because I don't like you. You're a bitch. That's what he said. He basically said you're a bitch. And that's cool with me. And he beat the shit out of him a couple of times.
I don't have to have a reason to not like you. Yeah, I just don't like you.
I don't like you.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty damn good match. I think it's going to be, like, surprise people.
This is going to co-main event.
Yeah, it's going to co-main event. It's going to surprise people. And I've got Lashley winning.
You're at 8 with Lashley winning.
Yeah.
Lashley beating Roman.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to be drinking Sunday, so when Roman wins, I'm going to be drunk. That's cool. All
right.
I can appreciate the pull apart on Raw.
Yeah.
Because I had a gripe when I watched this with Travis on Monday. If you're going to have pull aparts like that, that means those two guys are up here and everybody else is down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you look at Raw, everybody else kind of is down here. You do that shit on SmackDown. Yeah. I'm gonna email somebody.
Yeah.
You do that shit on Raw. I just fast forward.
Yeah.
Finn tried to catch him with the too sweet. Everyone saw that meme. They did a zoom in of when Roman was actually doing the suicide dive and Finn was catching him, but his hand was like this, kind of like trying to catch him. He tried to catch him with the two feet.
But what I caught on Tuesday when I watched is like the second time they went to go jump him, fucking Baron, I mean, Finn went straight for Baron and popped him in the back of the head for no reason.
That. Cheap shot.
That was such a heel thing to do. He just went boom, and then fucking kept going on like grabbing everybody else, like unnecessary. Yeah.
What you got?
I will go with a 6.
That's actually higher than I thought you would give it.
Yeah.
Is Bobby winning you over in this feud, or is he still Manila?
The hope of what they could do with Bobby is what's helped put me over. It's not necessarily what they've done, because. Yeah, you kind of made a point. You convinced me just a little bit that this is giving a little bit more shine to Bobby Lashley, a little bit more personality. I don't think it's enough personality. It's like putting a little bit of salt on a little bit of white bread.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you're taking a step in the right direction. Put some pepper on that.
With a glass of water for dipping.
Yeah, you know, you got to do a little something else, you know. But maybe they will. Maybe they'll put a little bit of oregano and put some cheese in there and put it on the grill, grill it up with some butter, and then
seals the flavor.
A badass grilled cheese, but I don't know. You got to start with the boring ass ingredients. So I don't know, man. I kind of want to see what they could do with a badass Lashley. And when I say a badass Lashley, I mean a legitimate badass, a guy who could take out Roman, who could take out Strowman. You know what? He might even be able to take out Brock.
That was the talk like months ago when he came back, is that he was gonna beat Brock at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I mean he was a Bellator champion. You know, like why have they not acknowledged this at all? Is it just because
they acknowledged it? Roman shit all over it. Actually, he said, "Yeah, you went to MMA. How'd that work out?"
Pretty fucking. It went really well. He did really good.
Yeah, like, yeah, about as good as every TNA champion. How many times do we hear TNA champion on WWE television?
Hey, just AJ. Whoa, Robert Roode's been around the world winning championships. No, he hasn't. He was just a TNA. He was in Florida.
TNA just happened to have one house show in Europe, one house show in Japan.
Beach around the world. TNA, Dixie Carter, my ass. Beach around the world.
I'm at a 7.
Around Epcot, that's what he's been.
And for fuck's sake, Bobby's got to win this.
Bobby.
For fuck's sake.
With the botched vertical delayed suplex.
Yes. My winner officially is Roman. That's my prediction. Roman's winning it because it's starting to get to that point.
Never bet against Roman.
Juan says this. Bobby was Chinese buffet vanilla ice cream. Yeah, all right.
I love Chinese buffet vanilla ice cream.
Now he might be more like Bluebell.
I'll say swirl.
Bluebell vanilla bean ice cream. Like, okay.
HEB 1905.
Yeah. He was 10-2 and made millions in an MMA. He wasn't a failure at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. How many?
You should ask fucking Roman how that fucking football thing worked out for him.
Yeah, exactly. what was Brock's record in MMA?
I saw it. It was like 2-4.
So Brock's losses. He lost to Kane. He lost to Frank Mir in his debut. He beat Heath Herring. He beat Randy Couture to get the interim title. He beat Frank Mir in the rematch at 200. He beat the white guy, bald guy.
Carwin.
Shane Carwin.
Carwin beat him.
Carwin, no.
He
outlasted the first round. Because, the second round knocked him out. Said. And then he lost to Cain Velasquez. His fight after that, he lost to Alistair Overeem, but by then he already had diverticulitis, but never told anyone. Then he came back and he beat Mark Hunt, but that was a no contest because of the drug failure. And now in Saturday Night's main event in November, Lesnar is gonna fight the guy that can't beat John Jones.
Yeah. So that's 5 wins,
5-2,
2, and then a 0 or a 2-1 because one's kind of a draw.
So
Lashley has a better fucking record.
That
was kind now. Of- if you want to go into macro. Next week we can do some homework and break out the fighters Lashley fought. Well, quote unquote, the nobodies Lashley fought compared to the people that Brock Lesnar. I mean, you beat Randy Couture, Frank Mir, and Shane Carwin. You're kind of a big fucking deal.
Yeah. but my point is, don't just fucking poo poo on Lashley.
Yeah.
But
all right. Daniel Cormier. That's going to be Lesnar's next opponent. Right.
Fat ass.
ODC.
Quick detour. Did y'all watch that segment?
Nope.
Yeah. It was bad.
I saw enough memes.
It looked like WWE. It looked so scripted. And the commentators were not helping. they were saying as much. They were like, "Oh, you can't do that here in the UFC." Blah, blah, blah. They were like egging it on. It was just like, God, it looked so bad. It looked, honestly, it looked funny at first because Brock Lesnar walked in there laughing. He's like, and then he said, and he just pushed the shit out of Daniel Cormier. Like, he just tossed Daniel Cormier around. Like, I think so. I've never been a Cormier fan, but I don't know. We'll see.
I don't hate Cormier, but he, dude. It's like second place is the first loser. Like, you got two belts, but you don't have that win over John Jones. So how credible are you as a champ?
Exactly.
You know, but at least
John Jones beat him on cocaine.
Yeah. At least DC's got an amateur wrestling background. Might not be as good as Lesnar's, but at least he has that in his repertoire that he can actually stand up against him.
Yeah.
But Lesnar, dude, you saw how he just countered, dude. This is ending in the first round.
Yeah. And Strowman's going to collect the money.
Yes!
Dude, when I want to see. I was like, "Damn, Chris is gonna be right."
Here's the problem. Here's the other little cherry on top. The posters, the advertisements for that match in November in Madison Square Garden are saying WWE Universal Champion returns to the Octagon.
Ooh.
So they are there. I don't know how much of this.
Does that mean he's gonna be Universal Champion all the way to fucking November?
Mm-hmm. No, but
okay.
Imagine the pub that WWE could get. If
their champion was going,
if during that fight Braun Strowman is sitting cage side the briefcase, don't do shit, but just remind Lesnar, shake that shit for
the camera.
Hey,
don't forget me.
No, Strowman's gonna grab one of the Octagon sides and rip it the fuck off
with them in it. He's gonna get the Octagon and flip it over.
Robert Medlin says this in the live chat.
He flipped over the Octagon.
He says, "Can we have a drinking game for how many crowd chants we get for Roman versus Lashley?"
Oh God,
13.
Yeah, that's solid. Over 100. All right,
solid.
All right, so that's
next on the red brand.
That's that. Well, yeah. What was
okay? Back to the wrestling. You got? Did we pick a winner? I got Lashley.
I got Lashley.
You got Lashley.
I got Roman.
You got Roman. How about the women on the Raw side? We get Alexa versus Nia. With Ronda at ringside in an Extreme Rules match, which is a rematch from WrestleMania.
Ronda's buying a ticket. They made sure that everybody knew she was buying a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever. Even though she's suspended, I don't know. Four? I mean, I like Alexa. I like Nia. What they've done with Nia has been stupid. Right. I don't know if she's a heel or face. She's got that fucking Big Show stink on her, which fucking sucks, man.
Because they had something going with her.
Yeah, they had some good stuff going with her, but no, man, they just like did patty cake flip flop with her, and it was fucking dumb. And her versus Alexa, that's not where the match is. That's not where the heat is. The heat is with Ronda Rousey, who's sitting in the crowd because she bought a ticket. Oh man, that's if anything, like, kayfabe's dead. All right, guys, I get it, I know it, but come on, man, tease me a little. Tease me a little, make me think kayfabe's not dead for a little bit. This kind of bullshit. Oh, our person that we signed to a contract that's making thousands and millions of dollars is just gonna buy a ticket. Like, come on, man. She's suspended, but she can't be backstage looking. I mean, shit, man, that happens in fucking the indie levels. Indie levels, we have a guy. Oh, and you know, he's not supposed to be here, you know, because he can't wrestle. Oh, he's still backstage. Come on, man, that's fucking bullshit. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Zero,
ooh.
Chris.
Ooh. I already got a payoff to the storyline at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any reason for me to give a fuck about either one of these women right now.
And it's Extreme Rules, so Ronda can't cost Nia the belt and have her keep it.
The match is an Extreme Rules match.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she can't cost Nia the belt. Like, that's the only thing I would have thought.
So she gets to run on up in there.
Yeah.
And do stuff. Then again, it's like, oh, come on.
What you got?
Me?
Oh, you're at a four. What do you got?
I'm at a two, and it's all Alexa Bliss just because she's hot. That's it. I don't.
Who wins?
Alexa Bliss somehow.
Nia.
Bliss.
Nia.
No, she just got the
belt. Next pay-per-view is SummerSlam. I'm thinking Ronda versus Alexa at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
Not a Ronda Nia rematch?
No.
Okay. Is she still this is Robert. He says, is she still kayfabe suspended? Even though they were showing her fighting at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, on top of
Bailey and somebody else had a four woman tag.
On top of this bullshit about kayfabe being dead, yeah, you're gonna pull that kind of stuff. And man, that's
30-second detail that we got online.
Yeah.
Those matches were already in her contract before the suspension. No, that's their workaround. The you like it on TV. If this was 30 seconds on TV, you wouldn't have that complaint. Or at least he would. But the hottest woman on your brand, you're not putting her on a match. So that's probably where most of the butthurt coming from.
All right, Juan says this. In MMA, if you're suspended, you can't be in the building. You can't even come to a fight.
Yeah, like NFL, you can't go to the facilities or nothing.
But can you buy a ticket? Trump's president.
Show us your love for the B team.
Oh, I was about to take off my shirt. All right.
The floor is yours.
They jumped the shark like a month ago.
Okay.
It was cool. I liked them. I rooted for them, but it went nowhere. Or there was like not enough. Whether you said backwards the other about Hell No and Bludgeon Brothers, like that wasn't enough time for a build here. They had too much time for a build. Even with Bray Wyatt getting a goddamn Mark Harris and not being on Raw 1 week, they still had too much time. So, yeah, and I don't care about the storyline. Okay. I still like them individually, all four, and like as teams. But this match, I don't care. One? Yeah.
Okay. You're right there where you're saying that the stock is already at the bottom of the barrel and you fucking sell no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I think for myself personally, both of the teams, the stock is going down. But I'm not ready to sell yet because I think you give it a little bit of time, it could go back up. I'm at about a 6 on this one. Man, I like the stuff with the B team. I like the fact that they are trying to be creative and mocking their opponents, but I just think it was too much mocking of the opponents. For 3 weeks, we saw the exact same thing. We saw Axel dressing up as Matt, and we saw Bo dressing up as his brother, and it kind of belabored it a little bit too much, and it kind of killed the humor after, like, the second time. So I kind of get that. But hopefully, once they start feuding with somebody else, maybe they could change it up and then mock whoever they're going up against. And then with the deleters of worlds, I want to see more interesting things out of them if they go a different direction. Chris.
I'm with Robert here. Not even Bo's dead-on Wyatt impression is selling me on this.
Dude, it's so good. It is dead-on. It's so good.
It's dead-on.
No.
Zero?
No.
Zero. I would like to think that in SummerSlam, the deleters of worlds will lose the belts to Drew and Dolph.
Oh.
All right. I'm done with both of them.
Okay.
The well, only thing that could possibly bring me around is if Bray turns on Matt and makes Bo and what's his face
part of the family.
Yeah, but I think right now is a good time as far as Renaissance to try to bring back their character, at least Curtis Axel's character as third generation. You know, if you want to push second generation
teased it with the Miz promo last time where he said, I'm better than Mr. Perfect. And like, what?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone loves Axel, dude. Everyone loves Curtis Axel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Juan says this in the live chat. In the Vince voice, let's see if I can do it. Bo, you're great at impersonations. You'll be Bo Mizdow now. Yeah, that'd be stupid.
Yeah. Damien Mizdow is going to be on Better Call Saul this season. What's his name?
Damien Sandow.
Yeah. What's his actual name? Like
Kip
Sob or something?
Yeah.
It's Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? He's going to be on Better Call Saul?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm glad he's getting work.
Yes.
He was a guy, man. That was one of the ones that got away. Yeah, man.
His impersonation so when he had the Cavs jersey and the little hoop ring. Oh man,
they could have done so much, man. That dude was so talented as far as like building characters and this and that.
He was unfortunate things. Well, he was one of those unfortunate things that he got himself over, and you just don't do that.
Yeah, that sucks. You're not
supposed to. You're not supposed to do it on your own. You do it when they're ready.
Is this guy so far?
And even then,
that was a fight. Oh, you cut your hair? Fuck you.
That dude had untapped potential in the charisma department.
Yeah. An okay wrestler.
Leaders of the world's winning.
Yeah.
Fuck sure. Teams.
Yeah.
Sure. To leaders.
Let's end it with a 30-minute Iron Man match. Seth versus Dolph. Right off the bat, dude. Match of the week candidate.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre over Seth Rollins. Primarily
good match.
Because the right guy won.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were talking him up, dude. Cole and Corey were just like, yeah, he's not the chosen one anymore. He's like this aggressive guy now. And he's like, dude, he's, God, I don't want to say it because I don't want to jinx him, but he's reminding me of like 2003 Triple H when he came back and even more like and fucking aggressive and like after the quad. Mm. He was already bad, but he came back even like, what's up, motherfuckers? I'm like double jack now. You know what I mean? I'm full of Ico Pro.
2002 Triple H.
2002. That's when he, So yeah, that's what he's reminding me of. And dude,
Anticipation for the Iron Man match.
I had to have one of these pay-per-view.
Ah, jazz hands.
10, dude. They already proved to me. Again, I told them last week I wasn't able to be on the show last week, but I said I was so upset that my match of the week pick got ruined because, to me, disqualification disqualifies it from match of the week. And they had a fucking badass match, dude. The what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And ended up with a DQ?
Yep.
Oh, man. So I just yet again in an Iron Man match? Oh, man, we're getting – dude, that's going to be a badass match.
Yeah.
Because it's 30 minutes. They're going to give it their all. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to convince a 60-minute Iron Man into 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So and they put on a 30-minute match the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So – oh man, it's gonna be so good.
The smirk of success. That's not so how many, that happens for you.
So many Falcon arrows.
So many.
Woo-ha, Falcon arrow. All
right. Chris, did you give your number?
Nope.
All right, what's your number?
I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it yet. That's keeping me from going balls to the wall. I'm at a 9.
Okay.
Because.
New Day Rocks.
These last 3 months, man, Seth has not let me – he has not given me a reason to doubt his matches.
Okay.
Seth is the Kenny Omega of Raw. Any match you put Seth in right now, he's like
– made Mojo look good one time.
Mm-hmm.
No one makes Mojo look good.
No way Jose certainly doesn't.
No way
Jose. He balanced the charisma that Elias had with wrestling skill. Like he made Elias that good. So, yeah, Seth's right now, dude, and you're going to put him with a guy that regardless of what the booking has done to him the last 3 years, you give him the green light to put on a wrestling match and to go with someone that can go just as fast with him. If it wasn't for AJ Rusev, this should be ending the night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that's going to be fucking awesome, dude.
I think this will end the night.
No.
No way.
Roman.
No. No. They're not doing that again. They're not ending a pay-per-view with a non-title match just to put Roman over. No, they're going to have to end it with AJ Rusev.
Yeah.
Okay. But that last hour, as much as I've been talking shit, the last hour of AJ Rusev, Seth Ziggler, and even Roman Lashley, that's going to be a solid last hour.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
hour and a half.
That's going to be solid.
Yeah.
What about you?
I agree with you. I am not redlining it at a 10. I'm going to go with a 9. And I think that's mostly because this second go-around of Dolph Ziggler being the guy.
Second.
seventh. Okay, yeah. His 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 3rd big push is like – I don't want to get so excited for him because I kind of already see what the end of the story is. Ziggler's going to do something amazing, and then he's going to get a concussion, or the creative's going to forget about him, or
Grim Dark.
Yeah, like, dude, I've
you sure that wasn't out of the DC universe?
Yeah, I've seen this movie way too many times with Ziggler, so I want to get excited. And then, so. Yeah, I think the future with Ziggler is going to be more with this tag stuff with Drew and them breaking up and Drew saying, I don't need you anymore, and then going on and him being the star instead of Ziggler or something like that.
They planted the seeds for that. Seth planted with that. And what I like is that Dolph actually set up this match very well because he straight up told Seth, like, you're the best wrestler on here, like, besides me.
It was was like a dick sucking contest that promo on Raw. Like, who can suck whose dick the longest?
And dude, here's the difference between a Seth Rollins and a Roman Reigns. when a Seth Rollins does something corny, it's still funny.
Yeah.
He did the first of all, the picture thing, like, oh, you got to have pictures. I was like, oh, he's making fun of himself for his fucking dick pics that he got.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I know. I'm a real bad man. Because the shit thing, oh, my God. God, it was that went over my head. The cheesy. First bad went over my head.
It went over a lot of people's head.
I was like, oh, dumbass. Yeah. That's the difference between a Seth Rollins who's already over and you're like, oh, see, I laughed before I got the joke with him.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my
because of the timing too. Exactly. You know, he's got better timing than Roman.
Good. And yeah, he's just believable and he's just the man.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean that's kind of why I'm there. I know that the match is gonna be a badass fucking match. It's just what's gonna happen after that.
But you gotta win.
Seth.
You have him regaining the belt.
Yeah, I think so. Seth is their fucking best guy they got right now.
Yeah.
I can see it.
That sounds like a situation where Seth could be the next contender for Brock in the meantime.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I like about Seth right now, which is why I'm behind him as much as I am, surprisingly, is the importance that he's put on the IC belt.
Yeah.
You know, because he's like, yeah, you know what? I'm usually in these Money in the Bank matches, but you know what? Right now, my purpose is the IC belt, and I need to make sure that this is worth fighting for and make sure that people that win this are worth the time. And I like the fact that the things that he does are more important than the things that everyone else is doing, even though it might not come across that way.
Okay. Yeah.
People. And I like that a lot. So him wanting to get this belt back instead of moving up to the next belt or something else, dude, yeah. I'm down with this.
Hmm.
So I'm actually, okay. You know what? You've turned me around. Oh. I got Seth winning this.
Okay. That's wrong. What do you want?
Okay. What I want is Seth to retain and that's it. It's over. What I think is going to happen, or what I think should happen, would be fucking great.
Hmm. I know where you're going.
There's like, Dolph has one over him. He has a couple seconds. He's about to do it just to tie it, maybe go to overtime. We're going to do overtime here on this thing.
Okay.
As he's about to get a returning Dean Ambrose heel turn.
Oh!
Grudge match SummerSlam.
Okay.
Boom.
Oh, hell no. That's
that shit.
That's another example that, like Abel earlier, you can't get everything you want up front. I've got Dean saving Seth.
Oh, no.
And then at SummerSlam in a tag match, that's when Dean turns on Seth. Don't do it all up front.
He's been clear.
Yeah, he got clear a long time ago.
Galaxy far, far away.
All right, if you want to talk about conspiracy theories and fantasy booking, Juan has one right here. Juan says this in the live chat. Dolph retains, and then they do Freebird rules for the IC title with Drew. Do the Dolph gets injured trope again and have Drew carry the load, then that will lead into the split. Has that ever happened where it's like a team, they win a singles title and then they freebird just the singles title? Has that ever happened?
Lay cool.
That half a belt.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
That was fun.
Yeah, I guess it was fun.
It was entertaining when they broke the belts apart, like the little heart charms, the bestie charms. Yeah. It was a little disrespectful to the title, but it was that fucking Polly Pocket belt.
That title got disrespected a lot before later on.
Oi.
Oh, no, that was NXT Women's. That was NXT Women's.
Oh, that was a little different.
Yeah.
Overall, the entire shebang, 11 matches,
ooh,
4.5 hours,
God damn,
plus pre-show.
I'm going to have to do the math on here because SmackDown was all 8s for me.
Yeah.
And Raw was all pretty much below 5s except 1. So I got to stick it at a 6.5.
That sounds right up my alley. I'm going to go with about a 6. But right now, when you were saying 11 matches, 4 hours, I went from like 8 maybe. No, 7. No, yeah. So that's a lot of fucking wrestling in one night.
Yep. I'm just glad there's no takeover this weekend.
Yeah. And for like these B pay-per-views, fuck, man, there's no justification for that, man. Come on. I don't know. I mean,
I'm at about a 6 again because of the length. Of course, my name is Chris and I'm a hypocrite. That's not going to stop me from going to Hell in a Cell in San Antonio in September.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
But fuck, that's a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, G1 Climax is starting.
Right.
So.
Oh, yes.
Length and climax here? Climax. Well, what are we talking about?
That's it for the main roster.
Main roster WWE, so done.
There is one thing I wanted to highlight real quick that I noticed from Mediocre Raw.
Oh, yes.
Good fuck, am I putting some stock in Liv Morgan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Her match with Ember again.
God damn, that was a good match.
And the fact
that two times losing, two times looking badass.
And the fact that Ember had to beat Liv with a roll up as opposed to the Eclipse, that's like okay, this is a threat.
It was more like that. The butt cape chick did it as her finisher. Abby Lay did that.
It was like the
Mae Young roll up thingy. Yeah, it was one of those. But fuck, this match was awesome. Match of the week candidate for sure for me.
Okay.
It was. At first, I was like, oh, we're getting this one again? Okay, fuck it. Yeah, that's fine. Because we got it last week.
Yeah.
It was even better this week. It was good. And they don't need. I hate saying this because I love Ruby Riott. But dude, Liv can fucking swim.
Yes.
You threw her in there and she could swim.
Especially with that little backstage segment there.
So funny.
That was pretty good.
People didn't like it. I liked it.
I liked it too.
Refresh my memory. Was it with Elias?
Elias.
No.
That was last week.
That was last week.
Last time.
Yeah, what is it?
He went to the shirt. He's like, oh, we don't do this.
Yeah. She just jumps on the back of Sarah and they
kind of. Mrs. Raymond Rowe.
Yeah, they kind of tweaked her Ruby Riott song.
They didn't do the hey and all that stuff. They stuck to the heavy riffs of that song and cut out the pop punk.
Probably depending on how long. I think Ruby Riott's thing is like a couple weeks, a couple months deal because she sprained her MCL. That's about
2 or 3 months.
About 3 months tops. Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully we can see her maybe backstage doing promos or something like that and still continuing rioting because, I mean, what is the shelf life of the Riot Squad without Ruby Riott?
Yeah.
You know,
they misspelled it, so the fuck cares?
Yeah. Which is why I think that's gonna be fine.
I think Liv Morgan against Sarah Logan would be a pretty nice buffer feud in the middle if there's, like, tension in between the two. Because Liv it's funny because Liv made a very good underdog women's wrestler in NXT.
For her
to be brought up just willy-nilly as a heel in a heel faction, it was hard for me to grasp. Now it's starting to stick, but I don't want to jump too far ahead and already want Liv to be the little be better than Bayley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus this actually also made Ember look really, really good too.
Yeah.
I Liv shine more.
Some of the shots that Liv gave to Ember and Ember sold them perfectly.
That one like DDT thing where Ember was like on her head.
You know
that
what?
RVD cell.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking say it. I'm going to say it. I dig the blue tongue.
Oh, I love the blue tongue.
It's
something different. It's very Ed and Eddie.
Yeah.
Head to Smurf. So what?
Yeah.
Robert Medlin says this. Beat you hipster Robert Medlin over here. Liv was impressing me on NXT before she jumped.
Man, go back to listening to your goddamn records, hippie.
No, but I was saying that years ago.
We love you, Robert. Yeah. We're just playing.
I was like, dude, I said it a couple months ago. I was like, dude, I dig fucking Liv over Carmella. But this is before Carmella Mania.
Yeah. Now I don't see Liv and Mella as clones of each other.
They're not even close to each other.
As much anymore.
Yeah.
As much. I mean, it's still one's Staten Island, one's the Jersey version, but they're
one's
they're
playing up the Jersey way. Really hard. The other one's just doing her own thing.
Yeah, one's kind of like Margot Robbie and Suicide Squad style. But she looks exactly like the porn star Jesse Jane. Look her up. And so that's crazy. Yeah. And she does think she could be Mandy Rose's little sister.
Yeah.
Looks just like her.
Little punk kid sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have shine or rust to give to the 24 karat gold Leo Rush?
Man, I did not watch 205.
No,
no, I
did
not.
Did you? No, I never watched it.
I didn't get a chance to. I'm sorry.
I only watch it when he tells me, hey, you gotta watch his match.
There was so much wrestling this week, and again, saturation WWE, oversaturation WWE. I did hear that Hideo lost to Cedric.
To Cedric? Really?
Oh, yeah, which I was disappointed. So I didn't even want to go back to watch the
Cedric's
match.
Cedric's a champion. You got to keep protecting him. I forgot he's a champion.
Nah, he's a champion.
I know. I was like, I forgot. Okay. I don't watch enough. To me, Mustafa Ali is the fucking head honcho in the whole fucking 205.
I don't have NXT on my notes because I didn't watch it. So fill me in for anyone
match
that
of the week, candidate damn near pick. Random as fuck. This is what's last. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Dijak versus Velveteen Dream.
He told me about this.
Fuck, that's my pick.
Yeah, that match was badass.
That's my
pick. I need somebody to I didn't watch Cody versus Kenny, so that's I can already tell that's gonna be that would have been the match.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
I've seen highlights and I was like, ooh. I've seen a lot of bad bumps that happened in that match. Mm-hmm. Where I don't know.
But well, we're gonna go on a field trip in a little bit.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Because I need to be caught up.
Yeah, me too.
That match was fucking good. He already has a saying. I didn't even know that. Where he called? What did he say? I forgot.
I can't remember what it is now. But he said it.
And the crowd started chanting it.
Yeah.
Feast your eyes.
Feast your eyes on this. Or yeah. Something I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
And yeah, dude, him and Velveteen played off each other very well.
What really?
Dijak is the face.
No. He was still being a heel.
So Velveteen was the face.
He was kind of a tweener.
It was weird.
I have to go back and watch this.
Yeah.
What really impressed me was Donovan Dijak's backbreaker, where he didn't go down on a knee.
Yeah.
He just like held him up. And kneed him up.
Oh,
and
that's Ring of Honor.
And then just threw him across the ring like a sack of potatoes.
Like nothing.
I was like, that's fucking badass.
His song is Stinkfist by Tool. It's the exact same song.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. His theme song.
I just every time I see Dijak, I get a little pointy because it's like Brendan and him were the ones tag teaming.
They're still teaming, I think.
So I'm like, man, if Dijak gets some more shine.
But Dijak, towards the end, did have some awesome indie matches against your boy Keith Lee.
That's true.
And he can
really sign.
Yeah, they signed. They might want to have a recreation of that match on NXT, and I'd be okay with it. But damn, man, I mean, this just excites me because it means Brennan's one step closer. We might not see him, and they might just split him up and have Dijak over there. But one step closer for Brennan.
Yeah,
I know.
Any, I did see the clip on Facebook. Any love, hate towards the promo from Shayna?
I liked it a lot. I actually really, really dug it. I think I said it before. I'm officially on. If I wasn't on, I'm really on now with her.
The Shayna bandwagon?
The Shayna bandwagon, dude. I'm on it.
Ain't no room for you, bitch!
I'll hang on the bitch. Another match of the week. It underwhelmed me because I had such high hopes of it, but it was because it's crazy. I'm saying this out of one of them. I know I would be saying out of one, but the other was like, whoa. EC3 versus Johnny Gargano.
That was a good match.
It was a damn good match, but I'm telling you, I am... Because I didn't know anything about EC3. I saw him and I was like, he looks generic. He looks big. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I really like EC3, man.
Oh yeah.
I love that he came out and interrupted Velveteen's win. Mm-hmm. Velveteen got the win over Dijak, and while he was celebrating, EC3's song goes off. And apparently, because I didn't watch any British shit I did not watch from 2 weeks ago. The Takeover, anything of that. So I don't know why. But they said it was because Velveteen walked out of the match where they were tag teaming with each other. Mm-hmm. So that's a potential feud right there. That boom, you're doing face with Velveteen. EC3 is your heel.
Yeah. The match itself
Gargano, it was...
You're kind of burying the lead there with Gargano. Gargano, whatever.
Oh, he pronounces it Gargano.
All right, whatever. He may have kind of had a little flirtatiousness with turning heel there, and I was interested in it. I think maybe the commentators were putting it over too hard.
Yeah,
but there's something there. Now, I do not want to see Johnny Gargano as a full-on heel right now, especially with Tommaso Ciampa still being a heel right now. But them flirting the line there a little bit with him losing his shit, having PTSD, looking at EC3, and not seeing EC3, but seeing Ciampa. Oh, man. And then him just snapping.
That's tomorrow said, too.
It sounds like... What they're doing in Impact right now, where
with Eddie Edwards and
Sammy Callahan, and they went through so many wars that now Eddie Edwards isn't all there. Far short of a happy meal, he's beating up on Tommy.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing.
I really like it, but I want it to just be a tease, maybe for a couple of weeks. Yeah. Maybe have Candace. Hey, what's wrong with you, man? You've been acting kind of strange. Like, oh, yeah. And then he starts returning back to normal. I don't want a full fledged heel turn.
He did the move that beat him. That DDT, that Randy Orton style DDT from the
Hangman. Hangman DDT. Dude, he had the Gargano escape, in the ropes and would not let go. And Percy, I think it was Percy, even pointed it out. Like, he wasn't going for the win. He was in the ropes, and he just slapped that hold on. Yeah. I was like, okay, all right. I see what you're doing there. That's
well, cool. You got some time to build for something.
For Brooklyn?
Because yeah, I don't. Because Gargano's not, as far as I know, he doesn't have a match.
No, no, here's what happened.
He's black.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. It was that the little problem between them two. Like, oh, they're going to fight in 3 weeks. I'm like, the fuck? Okay. Now the NXT is starting to suffer from that right now because there's that lull between June and August.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I mean, a lot of other shit's building up. Bianca Belair's promo was sick. Yeah. I like it. It was on her honeymoon. She was like, what the I feel so stupid. I finally found out what TM61 meant.
The Mighty
61. Never knew that.
It's supposed to be a rib off of their old team name, which is TMDK, the Mighty Don't Kneel. And they even say that in their promo. That's why they do this, because it's crowns.
Yeah, well, now they're just called the Mighty.
Right.
They changed their name. They're not
TMDK. Right. They're just the Mighty. And now they don't have colorful pants.
They look like the Young Bucks without the tassels. That's what they're going for. They're the Great Value Young Bucks.
Okay.
And that's fine because they did that was a damn good match.
That's good because the Young Bucks used to be a Great Value Hardys in the TNA.
Yeah.
Generation Me. And now look at them.
They evolved.
Yeah.
Dojovic fought them two by himself because they attacked the other guy. Tucker Knight.
Yeah.
Well, they were doing a badass little fucking, hey, I'm going to check on these stakes.
Stupid workout videos.
They were working out. He was going to go check on the stakes while they were working out because stakes and weights. And when that happened, he got attacked by the Mighty. But, dude, yeah, that was good. I like what I'm seeing from there, from them two. Going backwards, we forgot to mention something because we didn't forget it because we're previewing Extreme Rules. Andrade Cien Almas versus Sin Cara is another match.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fucking badass match.
Out of nowhere. Sin Cara,
where the fuck was that been?
Yeah. Where the fuck's this Sin Cara been?
Yeah. I mean, he got fat. Dude,
he got fat.
But so did Almas. He got pudgier too.
Yeah.
I think he's bulking.
Yeah. Con tatuaje.
Dude, that match is fucking badass.
I like that. That arm drag where Sin Cara got like 3 rotations before he got off of him. That was pretty cool. I like that they were giving some sort of backstory there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that this has been a couple of weeks in the making. And when I first saw last month when they were trying to refresh you, I was like, man, that's bullshit. But then I was like, okay, fine. Let's forget about it and let's roll with it.
2 weeks ago technically was last month.
Yeah, true. But I was okay with it because they're developing this storyline that while it may not actually be true, I'm okay with it because
they wrestled together in Mexico. They used to be friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, kind of trying to play up Las Sombras past and
right, which I'm okay with it because it's like, you need to do more of this kind of shit where you come up with backstories for you guys. And this is a perfect example of them doing the right thing in that
direction. We can't all be Lucha Underground.
No. Is that a transition, my friend?
Nope, it is not.
Okay.
A brand new segment, thanks to our bald friend over there. We're going to go on a field trip.
Ah.
Yeah, I was actually planning on making permission slips. But this is work in progress. All right. Arnold.
Yes.
Your first feel when you saw the Michael Jackson impersonator moonwalking DDT.
First of all, I got tagged by like 6 different people.
Yes.
I guess I'm that guy on the friends list.
Yes, you are.
And I fucking loved it, man. I was like, that's stupid. Oh, man. I bet you Carmella can do that. I bet you Carmella's going to do that.
And she posted on Twitter.
She was like, I can do that. So, oh, man.
I can do that better than that.
She's
going
to do that on Sunday. I
hope so. Oh, God, I hope so.
What about you?
It made me laugh. It made me giggle. That's cool.
How about the next one? Takahashi breaking his neck. Minoru.
Oh, my
God. Ooh, I didn't see that.
Suplex. So Dragon Lee had this, package suplex.
I sent y'all the link.
Okay. And he just dumped him backwards, and I guess Tanahashi didn't take that bump right. He broke his neck. Ooh. And somehow still finished that match and retained the title.
The fuck?
But yeah.
Wait. You retained the title with a broken freaking neck?
Yes!
A la Stone Cold at SummerSlam 98.
Thanks.
Except he did a way better roll-up.
Yes.
Yeah, that was bad. Apparently he collapsed backstage after the whole show.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, he has a broken freaking neck, so he's done.
Wow.
Won't be for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
grosser injury than Shibata's skull to Okada's forehead.
I never saw that.
I didn't see that either.
We're going to have to take a trip next week.
This doesn't ring any bells.
We're going to have to take another trip next week.
I never saw that, but goddamn.
What? Okay, then let's compare it to something else. Was Hiromu's bump worse than Cody's failed table bump?
Oh, my God, dude.
So Kenny Omega tried powerbombing Cody Rhodes outside of the ring through a table.
But
the table didn't break, and, like, Cody's shoulders, like slid off the table. And then he landed, but then the table came back, like, fell and hit him in the back of the head. And he didn't touch. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Is this field trip to the fucking ER, man? What the hell?
That's why I started with the matchup.
No,
I guess so.
Now, this proves Disco Inferno, right? And the little feud on Twitter. Like, at a certain point, you got to start wrestling and stop being a spot monkey, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you got to try to find that in between. But Jesus, I've said it time and time again. Why continue to try to do table bumps on New Japan style tables?
They don't break.
They don't break.
No.
The railings give out like a motherfucker. Oh, yeah. If y'all watch that show, if y'all watch some of that.
Were you there at the show at the VFW for Lone Star Championship Wrestling when Byron Wilcott put Raymond Rowe through a table by accident at the VFW?
Oh, in front of those fans?
Yeah.
They were complaining because their food got spilled.
Yeah, they have these wood, solid fucking wood.
It looks like they're fucking doors on top of like wood benches that you would use outdoors.
Yeah, like kind of like a dinette almost. But they're like just white wood. And like if you ever go to the VFW out there in Cyprus, they're just thick ass tables. And like Byron Wilcott's slammed him onto the table and accidentally threw the table. And fuck. Never, ever, ever, ever after that is anybody getting anywhere near a table. Because they knew that they didn't break, so we're just going to slam them on and bounce off or whatever, this and that. No, after that, they were like, we're not going to do any table spots at all. at least while Lone Star was there. I don't know if any other companies, like maybe TASW, started doing it there or whatever. But, yeah, it was like, no more table spots.
Wow.
So I'm going to take a wild guess that neither one of y'all got a chance to watch New Japan.
No, I was going to watch it last night, but then you said, I'm watching it on the network. You watch it tomorrow, and that tomorrow never
comes. Yeah.
I was busy as shit today.
Tomorrow never comes.
My match of the week pick.
I knew this was coming.
Jay White versus Juice motherfucking Robinson.
Really?
You guys need to watch this match. You being one of those story time babies.
I saw the Juice Robinson promo afterwards. I didn't see the match, but I saw the promo, and it was decent.
So his promos aren't exactly the best.
They aren't the best, but it sounds like he's talking from here, but he doesn't have the here to process the here. You know what I'm saying?
But that could be a positive, because at times when you're too emotional about things, it's not going to come out right, because you're not putting it through a filter.
Right.
Juice was selling a hand injury. And they made a stipulation, Jay made the stipulation that if Juice uses his cast to affect the outcome of the match, that he can be disqualified. And they told such a good fucking story, dude.
This is for the U.S. title, right?
Yeah. Yes. And I believe, as of now, even now after the pay-per-view is over, Cody is no longer the most hated man in wrestling. Everyone shat on fucking Jay White. Wow, like, everyone hates Jay White. And the one person that might hate him the most is JR's partner.
That's right.
Man, Josh Barnett stood up for his boy.
Give me some backstory.
So here's what happened. There was an unplanned spot where Jay White throws Juice Robinson to the table. Dude, those rails were, but even before that spot.
Yeah.
Jay White threw Juice through the rail, through one of the rails. So one rail went flat like this, and then the one right in front of JR and Josh literally fucking went straight up and then came down almost in Juice's junk. So those rails, they were not secured right. So when they went to do this spot, the rail hit the announce desk and also hit the monitor. Yeah. The monitor hit JR, and apparently he says he broke a rib.
Yeah.
And JR fell out of his chair.
And his ribs are well protected, so that must have been hard.
And there's a lot of padding.
And JR fell out of his chair.
Yeah.
And Barnett stood up and was like, bitch, not on my watch.
No, he goes, you don't fuck up.
You don't fuck
up.
Oh, on commentary. On the mic, live mic. He goes, oh, bitch, you fucked up now. And he stood up and he got out. The match actually had to be stopped for about a minute because he was about to put some hands on Jay White. Jay White
was like, ha, 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 ha.
Please don't get him. Please, Mr. Massa. Don't.
I don't know who that guy is, but he looks fucking massive.
Josh Barnett, former UFC fighter. So and he at a time where Jeff Jarrett was trying to do the Global Force, Josh actually wrestled. Okay. So and there have been signs for a while that Josh might be wrestling for New Japan.
I see,
because he's been wanting to get back into the game. Not to mention, even throughout that night.
So you think
I love the chemistry with them between those two, but I think JR's starting to miss the boat. He's missing a lot of references. He got a lot of people's names wrong.
Yeah.
His commentary, it's soothing because it's a recognizable voice.
But it's slipping.
But it just doesn't go well with that kind of wrestling. There's some jokes I got, and there were some of them where I was like, it's not working, bro.
Yeah.
So and not to mention, as much as I like their chemistry, Kevin Kelly and Don Callis. It's as far as New Japan, they do their homework. It's like a level above. It even beats the.
They have passion in it.
Yeah, it beats the establishedness of JR's. Yeah.
See, JR, you can tell how much of a fan he is of it. So he's like, you can tell he's having fun.
Yeah,
but now I want to ask because part of me is thinking that was a work because I don't know.
That's where I was pointing.
But the other part of me was like, maybe that wasn't supposed to happen. That's good wrestling, I guess.
Porsche, my roommate, she said that she thought that this was a work. At least she mentioned it when the thing was first breaking all over Twitter.
Yeah, that was the first thing I saw.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw the clip. I saw the tweets afterwards. So I saw that. I'm not sure if it's a work or not, to be honest. But I know Travis once said that.
When the light's on.
Yeah, when the little red dot's on the camera, everything's a work. It's always a work. Trust me, it is. You know,
yeah,
and
Tanahashi's neck break.
I think he was quoting, was it Cornette?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably Cornette. That sounds like something Cornette would say. Yeah. But, I don't know. Maybe it is a fucking work and they're just kind of working the shit. But, man, that fall looked kind of bad for JR, at least in the type of situation he's in now. I mean, we have seen him take stunners. We've seen him take power bombs, pedigrees, things like that. So he's not adverse to taking bumps. But in this day and age.
That was 15 years ago.
Exactly. That was 15 years ago. In this day and age, maybe not.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
As far as story driven, that was fucking fun to watch, man. Okay. You are gonna, if you make time to watch this, you will not be disappointed.
I will try.
And that's another situation like a few weeks ago, like TakeOver, where I said, as high as I rated Ciampa and Gargano, they met my expectations. As high as I rated Kenny Cody 2, it met my expectations.
Mm.
This juice match with Jay White exceeded my expectations. Yeah. So that by a hair, that's my match of the week.
I'm trying to remember I think it was Seth Rollins that tweeted, like, he retweeted the thing, and like, hell yeah, Juice Robinson, one of the best guys in the business or whatever. And I was like,
you forget that's the hippie from the NXT that busted open Kevin Owens' nose in Owens' debut match.
Well, you mentioned Kevin Owens. Juan says in the live chat, KO says Juice is the best promo.
I think it might have been Kevin Owens that didn't share that. It was either Seth Rollins or Kevin Owens. And if a WWE guy is saying that, that tells me a lot of things. One, that New Japan's fucking...
Their mojo is no joke, dude.
Also is that it's what I'm saying about New Japan and WWE is that they're not competing. They're like, cool, let's do this, let's do that.
Yeah.
And they're opening the fucking thing. on the this episode, this week's, 2 weeks ago's episode of, last week's episode of Being the Elite, or I don't know if it's a separate entity now, but it's All In, All Us. There's like a documentary about All In.
Okay.
They were talking about how, like, Cody was honest and the Young Bucks were honest. We've had offers already since the last big pay-per-view.
Okay.
To go elsewhere. And, and then as he says that, they showed the E3 thing where them and the New Day. So that was their hint at, like, they're asking us to go over there or whatever. I see. And he says, even if we just do this one and we're done, that's fine with me. So I'm like, okay. I don't know if it's that means that they'll go or that means that they're doing like a partner. One day do a partnership. I would, because Triple H said he'd love to do like a show where they co-promote. Oh, yeah. God. That'd be amazing.
Mm. Okay. Is that all for the field trip to New Japan?
No, hell no. Oh, Cody versus goddamn. Kenny was fucking boss, dude.
Yeah.
Results?
Kenny beat Cody.
All right.
Finally. One-winged angel. After the table spot. At that table spot, shit. Like everything was paused. But again, story driven. I've been missing these Elite episodes or the rest of New Japan stuff. The Bucks are trying to bring the fan back together. Mm-hmm. So they were checking on both of them. There were some extreme spots. Like, for example, Cody took off his belt outside of the ring. He was ready to hit Kenny with it. And he looked at the Bucks and he dropped it.
Nice.
Kenny was about to finish him off with something, and with a chair. Or Cody was going to hit him with a chair, and again he dropped it. And Kenny beat him after that. Cody had one like a little flurry of a comeback after the table spot, but he lost.
So they're one and one right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And even Kenny's first promo after his first title defense, where he's like, "Yeah, we're human." Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody deserves second chances. Even a guy like Cody, who came in this ring with all our history and gave a valiant effort. And he, again, another example of guys putting each other over instead of shitting on each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they celebrated, and they walked up to the ramp, and then Guerrillas of Destiny and their dad, Haku.
Yeah.
Or the ramp.
King Haku.
And they're all celebrating together, and apparently there's no rift in the Young Bucks until the Samoans beat the shit out of the out of everybody. They turn on him. Yeah. And so now there's a new faction, the Firing Squad, the BC Firing Squad. So it's like NW Hollywood almost.
And they're originals.
Yeah. They're the original.
Tonga Lau.
Yeah. And they beat the shit out of all three of them. Hangman Page comes out. He gets the shit beat out of him. Marty Scurll comes out, gets the shit beat out of him. Two lower level guys from the Bullet Club, they're like trying to calm him down, and they get jumped from behind. They beat the shit out of him. Cody starts walking back out into the ring, limping. Like you can see he's hurt. Walks into the ring. Tonga Lau, after they were beating everybody up and asking them whose side you on, they look at Cody. They handhold Cody the chair.
Wow.
Kenny's about to stand up on his knees. Cody looks at Kenny and he turns around. And he starts beating up on Tonga and Lau.
Nice.
He actually is siding with Kenny until Haku hits him from behind, and then they beat the shit out of Cody too. And, and they're all laying as like a fucking mess.
Yeah, Jesus. They laid the seeds for that a while back. Tonga did. He's like, this is bullshit. Like everyone's talking about. He was shitting on Kenny Omega. He's like, you can't be the leader of the Bullet Club and then claim this other shit. Like, but that's kind of what they're doing. But they're not claiming to be the leader. So, they're just, dude, this is fun again. It's interesting again.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of following the same little footprints that NWO did, because you wound up having the LWO, then you had the Wolfpack, Black, White, Hollywood. But
it feels like there's a lot more substance with this.
Yeah.
Even before the NWO divide, it felt like there was so many people there that didn't matter in the NWO before they went red and black.
Well, the Tongans kind of felt like they didn't matter for a while.
Dude, but they're fucking – dude, when they're out there doing their facey thing as a tag team, they're fucking fun to watch. They're not nobodies. You know, half the guys like fucking Disco Inferno, no disrespect, Scott Norton, a lot of other guys that have no business being there. Everyone right now in the Bullet Club. Guerrillas of Destiny, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Marty Scurll, Cody Rhodes. They all have reason to be there, and they're not slouches. Cody just main evented his second New Japan show in the United States. Yeah, he main evented last year against fucking Okada. Now he's main eventing this dude.
And Marty's personality is so fucking great.
It's out there, dude. Yeah. But you can't help but to like it because it's so different from what you would think wrestling is.
Yeah. Exactly. You know? Yeah, I agree with that on Marty.
So, yeah, man, it's getting good.
Oh, yeah. This is about the time where I got super into it last year.
Yeah. And then G1 Climax is about to start.
Yeah, hit that climax.
How about we wrap it up with some lucha?
All right, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
It won't be long.
Okay.
All right. I didn't watch Lucha either this week.
God damn. This is going to be quick then.
Yes.
Break out these notes real quick.
All right. Oh, you got notes now. Look at this guy.
Johnny and Taya against Cobra Moon and Daga.
Okay.
It's interesting that they're going to try to make the Worldwide Underground a facey kind of team. Because Cobra Moon, there was a part in the jumping where fucking the Darewolf PJ Black comes out to celebrate because they won, Taya and Johnny, and then Pindar comes out and beats the fuck out of everyone, and then they did this pose where so I would grab Arnold's arm and wrap it around your neck, and then the other person would grab your arm and wrap it around Arnold's neck,
okay,
and they were crawling over them like snakes, like they were about to, like surrounding their prey about to kill them. And Cobra Moon tells Johnny Mundo, face like out while Johnny's outside the ring, is like, "This is gonna continue until I become your queen." Oh. So it's coming across that the snakes are the heels and maybe tweeners for Worldwide. Mm, okay. But it will be interesting if Johnny, former heavyweight champ for Lucha, and they're giving him something.
Knowing fucking Lucha Underground, she is gonna become their queen, and then they're gonna just assimilate into that as like heels, and they're all gonna be fucking weird ass reptiles, chameleons, bunch of bullshit. Like,
are they have venom, yeah, and they're like,
yeah, yeah, I could totally see some crazy shit like that happening in Lucha Underground.
Mr. Pectacular was sacrificed.
Oh, this guy.
By Matanza Coito.
Okay.
Yes. So in the end of the scene, this whole sacrifice is Matanza goes like this, and then the lights go out, and then the lights go back on, and Pectacular's gone. So basically, he just got written out of Lucha. He's been there for two shows. That's it. He's gone.
You know what? I think I partially watched that because that sounded familiar.
Cuerno versus Chavo in a Match of the Week candidate.
Oh, I did watch this. I did watch this. What the fuck? How am I?
Dude, been a long week. The promo backstage where Cuerno is talking to Antonio is like, yeah, "Where's the gauntlet?" Like, dude, somebody stole it from me.
Yeah,
it might have been Mill.
Dude, that seems like some Mexican ass shit to like have it. No, I had it stolen from me. I stole it from this guy. And I stole it.
It sounds like the fucking like Richard Pena from Ant-Man, like describing the whole fucking story of how we got to there.
Oh yeah, shit. And but then it sounds like bullshit. Yeah. Like, you know he has it, but he's just saying it got stolen.
Any Mexican with long hair, you know they're lying.
Yeah.
But then during that conversation, Cage walks in, and Cage is like, "You saw what I did to Pentagon. I deserve a match right now." And then fucking Antonio goes, "Man, you are a very patient man." And then Cuerno, with the respect, he tells Antonio, "No, I'm a man. He's a machine." Ah. And they get that look like, okay, yeah, my enemy is my friend right now.
There you go.
So next week for a medallion, tonight, Brian Cage against Mil Muertes.
That is a whole lot of beef in one ring.
Yeah.
That is a lot of beef.
Yeah.
They would both fail the wellness test for fucking WWE.
Maybe. Badly.
And it's odd because of time constraint also, I literally fast forwarded most of the wrestling and I watched the drama side of it. So Katrina hands Melissa Santos her half of that medallion.
Yeah, the medallion that has been keeping her temporarily alive.
Yeah, and now that I'm he's like,
I don't need this anymore. Like, yeah,
I've been so, it's weird that this close to death, I've never felt so alive. And all of a sudden, Melissa grabs it. I was like, dude, the Santeria thing where she uses this to bring me. Oh,
she can use it.
She can use it. Oh, yeah. Man. So, yeah, man, that's another fine episode of Lucha.
God damn it, Robert. He says this. Tonight's Lucha ending was so messed up. All right.
God damn you.
Keep your pants on. Keep your pants on.
Bust that nut with us next week.
Aye.
I think we covered everything.
We did cover everything. All right. This weekend, DCW on Saturday. Sunday.
ROW
Sunday
is Saturday.
ROW is Saturday. Yeah, down in Texas City, 7 o'clock. The next day, Sunday, out in Katy at 4 o'clock. There's going to be a lot of independent wrestling out there here in the Houston area.
Is it a TV taping or just house show?
For
DZ Dub.
Oh. But yeah, TV taping. I don't want to talk about that. Keep that on the down low. It gets recorded. Maybe YouTube or something. But.
Must have been the shitty commentary.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. So yeah, come on out. If you can make it out to League City Saturday, great. If you can make it out to Katy Sunday, great. Support your local independent wrestling. Seriously, guys.
Support
seriously.
Good
local independent wrestling. Exactly.
Which means just stay home and watch WWE.
God damn it.
Good local independent. Yeah. It's like global with the eye.
Yes. You said you finished
Glue. I'm almost done with Glow. Glow season 2 has been badass.
I'm only like 3 episodes in.
Yeah, I'm like,
I haven't even seen season 1 yet. And I have it saved on my computer.
Oh, God. It's good.
It's good.
I'm watching Game of Thrones again.
I guess that's it. We're done, guys?
That's it, man.
Okay, adios, my friends. Keep it classy. Really? How long have you been holding that one in?
A couple seconds.
You've been gassy all night tonight, man.
It's like that at work all the time. Really? We're going to have a fucking belch off?
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
My throat's too sore for this.
Okay. Oh. Hi.
I'll tell you about last night.
Hi.
That's what she said.
Yes.